Today we're going to discuss how Eliyahu is actually a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash today. Not just how he's mevaser the Geula, but how he brings about inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash today. There's a sefer called Asara Maimoris, and it was written by the very famous person, his name was the Ramam Ipanu. He wrote the sefer called Asara Maimoris, and in it, he has different Maimorim, different ideas or different lectures or different things which he sets up in what he calls Maimorim. In Maimor Chav Ches, Chelek Gimel, Sif Chav Gimel, he discusses a fascinating thing. He says that what is Eliyahu HaNavi doing these days? L'chayra, Eliyahu HaNavi is waiting for Mashiach. Eliyahu HaNavi is waiting for Mashiach. He's waiting to be Mevaser the Geula. So what's he doing in the meantime? So he brings down like this, that every single day, in the morning and in the evening, Eliyahu is makriv the Tamid Shal Beker and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. In other words, we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, the first carbon of the day was the Tamid, and the last carbon of the day was the Tamid. The Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And this carbon Tamid is the Yisayid of the day and the finishing of the day. And who is in charge of the Karbonis is obviously the Kehanim. But in the time of Golos, so who is Keilu feeding the Abish to the Tamid? So it's brought down that Eliyahu HaNavi, every single day he's makriv the carbon Tamid Shal Beker and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Obviously it's an Aruch Nizdika Oifen, and also it's in a place where there's no Beis HaMikdash, because the Rambam paskins that Afal Pisha Mikdash Bon Shamim, even if the Mikdash is destroyed, you're allowed to be Makriv Karbonis there. So we see clearly that the Makim HaMikdash is a Makim Roy LeKarbonis, but we don't bring the Karbonis there. Eliyahu HaNavi brings it. And the Sicha of the International Hanukkah Live in Tashin and Beis, which was later printed in Sefer HaSichus Tashin and Beis, page 192, the Rebbe says like this, "Umamshichim b'chol inyani Hanukkah." We're going to continue with all the inyanim of Hanukkah. "Ba'amokim shvaidliku neiris Hanukkah b'pam adishena." And the place where they lit the original Neiris Chanukah, where was that? The Chatzis Kodshecha. And like we're going to say in Ma'ariv, we're going to say the Alanisim. B'yachad im HaChanukah the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, we're going to have the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. V'akrovis HaKarbonis, and we're going to bring Karbonis, which we're going to start with Hachel, Minyoni HaKarbonis HaShayochim Matvilas Arvis. The beginning with the Karbonis, which are Shayich, to Ma'ariv, Shenistakna Keneged Eivorim Uptorim, Shekreivim V'Hilchim Kol HaLayla, which do we make the reason why we daven Ma'ariv is because of the Karbonis. No, that was before Shkiah, so why do we daven Ma'ariv? So he says, we daven Ma'ariv because they used to burn the limbs of the Karbonis the whole night. So therefore, we daven Ma'ariv, because it says that tefillah is keneged tmidin. So there are only two tmidin, so why do we have three tefillahs? So the shachris is keneged tamid shel beker, mincha is keneged tamid shel bein arbayim, and ma'ariv is keneged the fats and the limbs of the evarim which are going on, being burnt the whole night. So says the Rebbe, that l'chayra nowadays, are we just remembering the karbonis that they once brought the tmidin? So the Rebbe brings down the order, no. Based on this Maramami Panu, what our davening is doing, it's a zecher, or it's ma'ayre, the karbonis, which Eliyahu HaNavi is actually bringing every day. In other words, these karbonis, is not just we're remembering that 2,000 years ago in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought karbonis. Every single day, the karbonis are actually being brought. The only difference is that it's being brought by Eliyahu HaNavi, We don't necessarily see it Beinai Magashmi, but the same way we said that Leonov, he goes every day to Tveria, he also goes every single day to bring the Karbonis. Now, Elio, is his whole Indian is we find that the name of Elio is mainly the Shem Hashem. Because the whole point of Elio is to be Mevaser Toiv, to bring about the Psuras of the Geula. And like we say in Hishainis every single year, on Hishainis Rabba, we go through a tremendous Kol Nevaser. You know, before we clap the Hishainis, which everyone's just waiting to get it over with, they're running around the Bima seven times. But it's actually very, very interesting what goes on at the end. That there was a time that the Rebbe spoke about the Kol Nevaser, Mevaser Va'imer. Who's the one that's being Mevaser? That's in Yonim of Elio Hanavi, that he's Mevaser Va'imer. And that's what we finish off three times. Kol Nevaser, Mevaser Va'imer, Kol Nevaser, Mevaser Va'imer, Kol Nevaser, Mevaser Va'imer. It's a chazakah, it's a chizuk to the psur of Elio Hanavi, the psur of Hinei Zabah, the Igiyaz Man Gulaschem.